Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Gloria Tuohy, the founder and CEO of Indiana Ballet Theatre. And Gloria, you have so many things going on all the time. I don't know how you manage it all.
Yes. Fortunately, I have a daughter that's also the other artistic director.
So. Oh, she's your artistic director now.
She joins with me.
I see.
We are a partnership.
You're co-artistic, co-directors.
Co-artistic directors,
well,
yes.
That's good, because you need some help, I think.
Yes.
In the sense of time management. So first of all, you're teaching. You're busy with performances that you're producing.
Yes.
And then you have this huge project underway, the Classical Arts Center.
Yes.
And, well, let's start with the performances. The Kaleidoscope is coming up soon.
We have Kaleidoscope, our modern contemporary review, and that's the first time it's being done at the center in Munster. So I hope people will come out for that.
Now you're going to have to crawl all over the set for whatever show is on stage at that time, or are they going to clear it off for you?
Well, I think they're clearing it off.
Oh, so I hope so.
I think we've got enough room.
They
did ask us how much room we wanted, however.
Oh,
so
that's
we'll
good.
See.
That's good. Well, that'll be a good. That's a good spot for you. I think you should. That's a good audience market for you, I think.
We hope so. It's a new audience, and they actually reached out to us when Star Plaza was going to close down.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So they wanted us to come there. So we decided to take the modern one there first and see how that.
Had you been doing Kaleidoscope at the Star Plaza?
No, we'd been doing Kaleidoscope at sometimes the Toll Theatre, sometimes Valparaiso University, Memorial Opera House, smaller
theatres.
You've
moved it around.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good move
because
to give you some more exposure on the western side of Lake County.
Right.
Yeah. And over, penetrating into south suburbs, too.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and,
real good.
And Amanda is the choreographer and director of that show, and she's done a great job with new exciting work, so I hope people will come out for that.
And then you have Cinderella at the Star Plaza Theater.
Yes, we have Cinderella at the Star Plaza. This is our 20th year, still our 20th year. And so Cinderella was one of our first ballets we've ever done, so we've done it many times, and it's the most successful.
When is that coming up?
That's April the 11th.
So close together.
Yeah. We have already sold the school field trip out. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, just 10 days apart. So
do you alternate with Sleeping Beauty?
No, we have 9 ballets. So we'll be doing Swan Lake in 2018. So,
so several
we have a different spring ballet each time. Nutcracker comes back, but spring is always different.
Well, and the big news is that you recently received title to the old nurses' dormitory building. I never know what to call it exactly.
It was a dormitory, so it's a good word to call
it. Good word to use. Well, back in the days when people were still suffering with TB a lot, and there was a TB sanatorium right on the corner there of 93rd and Main. So the nurses lived in the building that you have now received title to.
They did, yes.
After and that was like over the course of 11 or 12 years that you had.
Yeah, 11 years.
11.
We didn't start any work on it until 2012, so it's been since then, and we've spent $500,000 on the exterior. And now we've got a loan coming from Tech Credit Union, and everything's moving forward. We're getting the conceptual drawings done right now, be ready in a week. And it goes out to bid, and it's got the possibility of opening in November of 2017.
This November? Really? That's going to be a major undertaking. So let's tell everybody what's going to be inside the building real quick. We're going to Indiana Ballet Theater will be
headquartered. Indiana Ballet Theater will be on the top floor. Many other arts, possibly South Shore Arts, on the center floor. And the lower floor will have a black box theater, bistro, reception, and stores.
And you have designs for both the interior and exterior in terms of landscaping.
Yes, yes. We may need just a little bit more land for the parking, but other than that, it's going out to tea room and gardens and natural playground and hopefully an outside performing area also.
It's an ambitious project, to be sure. But, it's great that there's going to be there's a major arts project underway. I think that's fantastic for Northwest Indiana.
And we'll save the history of the building. It's on the historic registry. So
Well, good. Congratulations on getting the title. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, you're perseverant, Gloria. I always say you're like Mary Poppins. You just believe in miracles.
And it will happen.
Exactly. A spoonful of
sugar. Don't give up.
Okay, Gloria. Well, good luck with everything and keep us posted.
Okay.
Thanks for being here. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.